This is the VOA Special English Health Report. More than 4 million people around the world are bitten by snakes each year. At least 125,000 of these people die. Almost 3 million others are seriously injured. Doctors and researchers say the world does not provide enough good treatment for poisonous snake bites. To help improve the situation, experts have formed an international project called the Global Snake Bite Initiative. Poisonous snake bites are common in rural areas of many developing countries with hot climates. Many victims are agricultural workers and children in Asia and Southern Africa. Shortages of anti-venom medicines, the treatment for snake bite, are common there. Existing supplies may not be high quality or developed correctly for local needs. Ken Winkle directs the University of Melbourne's Australian Venom Research Unit. Dr. Winkle and university scientist David Williams are among the organizers of the Global Snake Bite Initiative. Other project leaders are from Britain, Brazil, Sri Lanka, Costa Rica, and Singapore. The International Society of Toxinology officially supported the initiative last month at the World Congress of Plant, Animal, and Microbial Toxins in Recife, Brazil. Dr. Winkle says anti-venom treatment is too costly for many poor people who need it most. The drugs are developed from the venom of poisonous snakes. The Global Snake Bite Initiative is trying to increase the availability of good quality anti-venom treatments and improve medical training for patient care. Another goal is to help manufacturers of anti-venom medicines improve their products. The project also wants communities to learn about snake bites and first aid. It wants more research and reporting systems. And it aims to help national health officials choose anti-venoms for their country's special needs. The anti-venom that cures the bite of one kind of snake may not be effective for another kind of snake. And the medicines for a cobra bite in the Philippines may not work for someone bitten by a similar snake in West Africa. Experts look forward to improvements in worldwide treatment for snake bite. But they say the best ways to reduce death and injury from snake bites are education and prevention. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Geraldyn Watson. Archives of our reports are on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.